Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 28, 2022. Medium published my new article, Europe Makes a Right Turn. After decades of left-leaning governments in the old continent, Europe is taking a turn to the right. Italy, Hungary, and Sweden have recently elected new governments, all of which are conservative, or right-wing. Judging by their platforms, they will focus more on the nation-states, and less on the European Union. Is a wave of isolation and separatism on the way in Europe? European countries seem to be experiencing a reactionary wave against the leftist, liberal, pan-European policy that Germany and France have dictated for the past three decades. The influx of migrants, many of whom are Muslims who have no intention to adopt European culture or faith, the escalating economic crisis that is hurting Europeans and undermining their financial security, and the member states' loss of independence on many aspects, have driven Europeans to rethink their participation in the EU. Their realistic observation is forcing them to take reactionary measures and reclaim some of the independence they had given up in favor of empowering the Union, which some of them regret now, at least partially. The slogans of European unity and declarations that Europe will be a single, powerful superpower, have clearly not been realized, and small countries, which have been hit the most by the loss of sovereignty, are sobering up from the dream. I always prefer realism to naivety, so I believe that Europe's new direction is healthier and better for everyone, especially for Europe. I do not see more countries performing their own Brexits from the European Union at the moment, but enhancing the independence of the nation-states within the Union will help them remain within it while also tending to their home affairs. Unity is wonderful, and I am all for it, but when it is executed under duress, it creates hatred and oppression, and eventually explodes. When it cannot be done based on genuine concern for the welfare of all concerned, it is better to remain distant and respectful. If Europe wants to create a continent-wide nation, it must first establish solidarity among all the member states destined to participate in the Union. Only once a sense of solidarity and cohesion has been established among the people can a political union succeed. Had European leaders chosen this path and went by this order, the transition from nation-states to a United States of Europe would have been natural and smooth. Because the Union was primarily fiscal and hindered countries' sovereignty and independence, without first creating mutual responsibility among the nations, it established itself on a wobbly basis that could not last. This is why we are witnessing a reactionary wave today. Perhaps now that countries are reclaiming their independence, and considering the mutual dependence that still exists among the EU countries, they will be able to gradually develop stronger and healthier ties. However, if they wish to move even closer, they will have to foster a common European identity that all the member nations sympathize with and value more than their own national identities. For this to happen, there is still a ways to go. The Complete Textbook. Question: Balhar Sulam wrote the study of the tense Fe Rot as a textbook for beginners. In addition to the original text and comments on the book The Tree of Life, he made explanations called Inner Light and Inner Observation, and also compiled questions and answers to clarify the meaning of words, terms, and spiritual actions. This is a complete textbook. Are there any other books similar to the study of the Ten Sefirot? As far as I know, all the other books are written quite differently. Answer: The study of the Ten Sefirot is a special compilation based on the Book of the Aries, The Tree of Life, and is its complete commentary. There is nothing to add or take away. This is a complete statement of what the Ari wanted to say in his book The Tree of Life. Balhar Sulam really showed how deeply he understands the Ari and continues him. It is not for nothing that we believe that the soul of the Ari was incarnated in Balhar Sulam. Question: was it in the character of Balha Sulam to write a Kabbalistic work in such a form as a textbook at a university with questions and answers? Or did he just want it to look like a textbook? Answer: firstly, he wanted it to be closer to a textbook since he was already writing for our generation. Secondly, he would not have otherwise been able to explain thoroughly in detail what the Ari wanted to say, how a desire is born that is controlled by light, how it can react correctly to it, and through successive actions come to a complete similarity to light. Thus, the textbook The Study of the Ten Sefirot contains an absolutely complete collection of the actions of desire regarding light. Comment: Balha Sulam wrote this book in two columns per page so that the eye immediately covers all the information. That is how it looked originally. My response: he did not like long lines in general, even when he was writing for himself. That is, the page was divided into two columns, which can be read in narrow text. This is done so that you can cover the entire line from beginning to end with one glance, without moving your eyes or turning your head. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, October 16, 2022. Reincarnations. In the vein of bestowal and love. Comment: Kabbalists write that a person in this world in a biological body, not after death, can attain the state where he changes his nature. My response: nothing happens after death. It is because the death of the physical body has very little, if any, effect on the condition of the spiritual body, which we call the soul. Question: still a person goes through various states in this world. Do they leave any record? Does anything remain? Answer: there remains as much as a person gives to the world. Question: what if he just leads a normal life? He has a family on some island, he lived there for a couple of decades, and that is it. Does anything remain of him? Answer: what can remain? Comment: but he had worries, he loved, he suffered. My response: yes, he loved money and suffered from the lack of it. That is it. This is what he has left. Comment: but all the same, a person does not just live like that, nature does not simply create some circumstances. My response: he has nothing worthy of remaining. Question: do you want to say that it is worthy only to take care of others? That is the merit? Answer: yes, because if he did, it was against his nature. In this he was similar to the Creator who acts only in the spirit of bestowal and love for others. If a person acts against his egoistic nature for the sake of some goal, for example, for the sake of attaining the Creator, then these actions are imprinted and as if develop the soul, our desires. If a person performs actions according to his nature in which everything is already pre-established, then nothing remains because there is nothing of him in it. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 9, 2022. Reincarnations. The benefit of life cycles. Question: on one hand, according to Kabbalah there is only one soul. On the other hand, they speak of the reincarnation of souls, that is, there are many of them. How should one understand this? Answer: the common soul was divided into parts. It is called Adam because in total it should be similar to the Creator, from the Hebrew word Dome similar. And then it must undergo all kinds of transformations and at the same time constantly draw closer to similarity of form to the Creator. Question: let's say a person lives. He must die and be reborn, and again go through dozens or hundreds of lives. What is the benefit of this? Answer: the fact is that these parts, which feel like people, eventually unite, achieve some kind of mutual merger of intentions and desires, and become like the Creator. Question: there is such a thing as a male and female soul. What is the difference? What is this talking about here? Answer: it does not depend on gender, but only on the qualities of the soul at the moment. The soul is a desire with an intention. This is the construction of the soul. For every form of desire to receive, there is an intention for what? From CAB TV's Spiritual States, October 9, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the causes of monkeypox? Not just monkeypox, but all kinds of diseases emerge internally from within humanity as a result of our overblown egocentric desire. The more we evolve, the more the human ego grows, and the coarser the ego we live in, the greater problems we bring upon ourselves. They emerge from the depths of nature, our very own nature. In other words, if we fail to work out how to regulate our overblown egos, then we continually use them and bear witness to new diseases and misfortunes that surface. Likewise, if the ego continues growing unabated, we will unleash more and more negative phenomena that we will be unable to handle. It is like we hold Pandora's box within us, and we either let all kinds of problems run rampant from it, or we learn how to retrain it, correct it, and stop it from breaking out of its depths. As the cause of all kinds of diseases and misfortunes is within us, so to the solution depends on us. We need to learn how to conduct human relations in ways that will not let the ego surface. By definition, the human ego is a force that prioritizes self-benefit over benefiting others, and which enjoys from being more well-off than others. It is the essence of nature, and all problems we encounter in our lives, from diseases through to problems in our relationships, finances and the ecology, swirl around it. The more we use the ego in an unrestricted manner, the greater the problems we bring upon ourselves on all scales, biological, physical and social. It thus makes sense that such nascent ailments as monkeypox materialize, and we can expect worse ones to come about. Therefore, if we wish to discuss the root cause of monkeypox, then it is none other than the human ego. With our regular means in our world, we never reach such a realization because it runs against the same nature. Instead, we spend truckloads of money on research, technologies and medicines, and all we ever reach are band-aid solutions, at best. Eventually, we will have no choice but to work against our own egoistic nature. That is the antidote to all diseases and other problems on every level. We should thus continually raise awareness of the cause of our every disease and problem is rooted in the overblown human ego, and their comprehensive solution in the ego's correction, via educational means. The more such awareness spreads throughout humanity, the more we will find our lives change trajectory to a positive course, becoming filled with harmony, peace, balance and good health. Based on the video What is the Cause of Monkeypox? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. First intention then action. Question, what is the difference between thought and action? We always judge people by their actions, but thoughts practically produce the same actions. Let's say a person wants to kill someone, we do not judge him by his thoughts. Answer, in our world, we judge a person by actions, and in the spiritual world by thoughts. That is the difference. Therefore, we must correct our thoughts, as they say, intention. Comment. Surely people do terrible things in their thoughts. They would have killed each other already. My response, this is why we are below the level of the spiritual world, we do not have its forces, otherwise, we would have taken this force and destroyed the entire world. But you are given the opportunity to have it only to the extent that you can make correct use of it and not in any other case. The spiritual program is created in such a way that there is always an intention first and only then an action. Therefore, as soon as you may have some bad action and a bad intention before it, you immediately fall from this degree and do not have the strength to move on. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Thoughts and Actions, September 8, 2013. There is no reason to be sick. Comment: before each Congress you usually were ill, generally with respiratory diseases. In fact, many would be ill. Now there is a period when this passes us by. My response: because we have reached another stage where we agree with unification, dissemination, and expansion, and where we have come into good contact with an external force and wish it to become our internal one. We have already passed the stage of opposition. And since I absorb everything from others, that is why I would get sick. But now the stage of alienation has ended, connection has begun, and not resistance to this and resistance to me. People are more agreeable, more compliant, more attracted, and willing to attain the spiritual in connection with each other. Therefore, there is no cause to get sick. There is no reason. Question: so, that opposition affected the physiology in this way? Answer: of course. This is reflected at the whole level from top to bottom at all levels. Question: why did you have to suffer for everyone? Answer: if I give to everyone, then feedback also passes through me both from top to bottom and from bottom to top. From CabTVs I got a call. There is no reason to be sick. August 13, 2013. Lishma, for the sake of the Creator. Question: the Kabbalistic term Lishma is translated to for the sake of the Creator. What does this mean? Answer: it means that all of creation, which is an egoistic desire for its own sake, must correct itself, change itself, as if to turn itself inside out, in order to do everything not for its own sake, but for the sake of the Creator or for the sake of others, which is basically the same thing. It is said from self-love to love for friends, and then to love for the Creator. Which means, it is the same thing. Only the meaning of love for the Creator is universal love, beyond all differences between all. And before that, we just practice on the love of friends. Question: which means, I should not receive and give for my own sake, but for the sake of others or for the sake of the Creator. Why? Answer: because in this case your desires become boundless and you begin to feel in them what the Creator feels, eternity and perfection. It seems like you have to give, but in fact you receive at the same time. Question: it is like in an organism where every organ gets what it needs and gives everything else away, but thanks to this, life is maintained in the body and everyone benefits from it. Does Kabbalah say that we should all come to this state? Answer: we must come to the most perfect, best, and greatest fulfillment, knowledge. Therefore, Kabbalah is translated from Hebrew as the science of receiving. But this receiving can be limitless, infinite, only if it works together with others. Question: so this kind of interaction should be between all people? Answer: yes. It allows you to get eternal and perfect fulfillment. Question: what needs to happen for this to occur? Answer: recognition of the evil of our current state. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah. Michael Leitman, on Quora: should great teachers be rewarded? I think it is incorrect to involve other calculations in teaching. It is one thing for students to grade their teachers as a means of developing the students, but not that the teachers receive any public excellence rewards for their teaching. Doing so has nothing to do with being a good teacher. A good teacher is one who can positively connect the students in their class, guiding their students correctly so that they can grow together. Based on the video, should good teachers get monetary excellence rewards? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.